So last month, the award for literature amongst the Nobel Prize winners for 2017 went to Kazuo Ishiguro, and he will officially receive this at the ceremony and lecture next month. So as we find ourselves in this sort of holding period, it's such a pleasure to have in the WBJC studio Dr. Diane Scheffer, who is on the faculty of the Advanced Academic Programs at Johns Hopkins University. When the citation was given to Kazuo Ishiguro, the comment was, "Who in novels of great emotional force has uncovered the abyss beneath our illusory sense of connection with the world." How do you respond to that citation in terms of the body of his work?
When I read that citation, I thought the Nobel Committee got this exactly right. I have heard Ishiguro speak himself about the feeling of homelessness, and it seems to me that although he doesn't deal with economic homelessness, although in fact he worked with economically homeless people in London for several years, but mainly he does give us characters who do not feel at home in the world. And that is a very valuable thing to share with us, not only because the 21st century is a century of global homelessness, but because things are changing so quickly in the world that many of us share that experience. We do not recognize the world we live in necessarily. And his characters have that experience.
What is so wonderful about his writing is the richness of it, because he's written screenplays, he's written short fiction, he actually started out wanting to be a songwriter. But of course we remember him most strongly for his novels, and of those, probably Remains of the Day, the one that won the Booker Prize, is the one that springs to mind most readily for him. And the astonishing thing about that is, as you're saying, the sort of displacement of that central character. And it's interesting how many of his characters are in fact written in the first person and how incredibly unreliable those narrators are.
They are unreliable, but they are reliably unreliable.
Yes.
In the same way, and I think that this is what makes this work rewarding, in the same way that we are. Because they are searching their lives for meaning, but there are certain points in their lives that they dare not touch because they are too painful. At the same time, they have an impulse to explore those. And I recognize myself in that, and I think that that's an experience common to most of us. And as readers, it allows us to sharpen our ears because we can listen for those moments when the character is avoiding telling us the truth or fabricating. So it makes us good listeners, I think.
It's been such a pleasure to discuss the work of Kazuo Ishiguro, the Nobel laureate for this year, with Dr. Diane Scheffer. Thank you so much for your thoughts.
My pleasure. Thank you.